Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Good morning, this is Kim, and I am reading the Odessa American. Today's date is Thursday, July 27th. OC Board discusses increased budget. Although it won't be considered by the Odessa College Board of Trustees until they meet at 6:30 p.m. August 1st, the panel heard during a Wednesday workshop that the budget will increase to $66,475,903, a bump of about $7.7 million. Chief Financial Officer Brandy Hamm said that is an increase of 13.1%. A majority of that change is related to state appropriations. With House Bill 8, we're going to receive an additional $4.3 million in state appropriations. That's a 43.8% increase, Hamm said. The tax rate won't be considered by the board until September. The proposed rate is 0.149417 per $100 valuation for maintenance and operations and 0.021744 per $100 valuation for debt service. The total would be $0.171161 per $100 valuation. The current rate is $0.164191 per $100 valuation for maintenance and operation and $0.024452 per $100 valuation for debt service for a total of $0.188643 per $100 valuation. What we're looking at right now for this particular budget is a decrease in our overall tax rate of between 9 and 9.3%. It's still going to bring an additional revenue, but that's really related to our increase in mineral values, Hamm said. She added that they are looking at an overall decrease to the average homeowner of $27 for the average home at about $165,000, Hamm said. These numbers are estimates. Trustees also discussed trying to recover money owed the college by Collections Unlimited. We entered into agreement probably a decade, maybe even a little longer than that at this point, with a company to collect past due balances from students. We have to collect from the collection company. At one point, they owed us $110,000. They owe us $96,000 at this time. Vice President of Administrative Services, Ken Zartner, said, "We have tried every way we possibly can to collect those funds back from them, working with our legal advisor, working through letters and payment plans and all sorts of stuff, but we haven't received payments from them in quite some time. So we're coming to the board to recommend that we pursue them in a more forceful way through lawsuits, whatever it may be. We have to get to that point to recover that $96,000 that is owed to us," Zartner said. They also discuss the purchase of lab volt instrumentation and process control, which will be paid for by a $145,000, $497 grant from the Permian Basin Area Foundation. They can get the equipment in about 60 days. Zartner discussed renovating the parking lot at the Fine Arts Building at a cost of $1,130,250 and will be done by MW Builders. With the completion of the HSB project, Health Sciences Building, we have to also redo the parking lot and make a clear pathway out of Andrews Highway. This was not part of the original HSB bid package. This is something that's completely separate. This is something we had planned and in the works for some time, Zartner said. An opening ceremony for the downtown project at 222 East 4th Street is scheduled for 8 a.m. Thursday. It is part of the college's Vision 2030. The first phase includes green space, a splash pad, and event venue. The board also discussed continuing to use Frost Bank as the college's bank. Man pleads guilty to straw purchasing firearm recovered near fatal Odessa shooting. An Odessa man pleaded guilty in a federal court in Midland on Monday to one count of false statement during purchase of a firearm, a U.S. Department of Justice press release detailed. According to court documents, on June 29th, agents with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, FATF, responded to a fatal shooting in Odessa. The agents located a Ruger firearm in their investigation and confirmed that it had been purchased on March 26 by Miguel Angel Rodriguez, 21. Further investigation revealed that Rodriguez had straw purchased at least four total firearms, including the Ruger, for persons other than himself. Rodriguez is scheduled to be sentenced on November 2nd and faces up to 10 years in prison. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. U.S. Attorney Jaime Esparza of the Western District of Texas and Special Agent in Charge Jeffrey C. Bloschek II for the ATF Dallas Field Division made the announcement. The ATF is investigating the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joseph Mahoney is prosecuting the case. Ector County Library celebrating 85 years. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th Street, will celebrate 85 years starting at 2 p.m. Tuesday, August 1st, with cake, music, and other festivities in the library lobby. There will also be a Friends of the Library book sale in the basement from 3 to 6 p.m. Back on August 1st, 1938, the Ector County Library was founded at its original address at the old jail on the northeast corner of the courthouse square with 800 donated books. Within 1 year, the collection tripled and a children's section was added. Today, the Ector County Library is free and open to the public, serves all ages, has an extensive collection of 200,000 print books, over 20,000 ebooks, nearly 100 databases, and serves a population of over 160,000 people locally and regionally. MISD hires ECISD principal, hears bond recommendations. The Midland ISD Board of Trustees approved the hire of Sally Smith as the new principal of Scarborough Elementary. She holds a Bachelor of Arts in Biology from the University of Texas and a Master of Education in Educational Administration. Currently, she serves as an assistant principal at Dr. Lee Boyce Elementary in Ector County ISD and was named Elementary Assistant Principal of the Year, a news release stated. Smith has been a classroom teacher, assistant principal, and she has completed the Aspiring Principal Academy. She has a strong background with analyzing data, coaching, and supporting teachers, in turn leading to growth in student achievement at her previous campus. Also, at Tuesday night's meeting, the board heard recommendations from members of the Bond Planning Committee. The committee recommended that the board call for a bond election in November 2023. They noted district growth as one of the primary drivers of the need for a bond. There are currently 10 active subdivisions under development, and the projected growth is expected to reach over 32,146 students between now and 2033, an additional 4,325 students. In addition, the bond would address upgrades to aging facilities and focus on safety and security, the release said. They recommended two propositions for a total cost impact of $1.68 billion. Proposition 1, New Midland High School, New Legacy High School, middle school additions and renovations, safety, security, accessibility improvements across the district. Cost impact $1.3 billion. Tax impact $29 per month for the average home value of $341,000. Proposition B, new elementary school in the Lone Star Trails development, Northwest Midland. Renovations to aging facilities. Cost impact $317.2 million. Tax impact $8 per month for the average home value of $341,000. Both propositions combined equates to the following. Total cost impact $1.68 billion. Tax impact $37 for the average home value of $341,000. Trustees also approved the hire of a new chief financial officer, Tucker Durham. Durham holds bachelor's and master's degrees from San Angelo State University. He currently serves as the chief financial officer for Pecos Barstow Toya ISD. He has experience with all areas of finance and how the finance division's work impact the district. Durham is an experienced chief financial officer in the Permian Basin and is familiar with the economy, how oil and gas drives value, recapture bond processes, and paying down bonds to save taxpayers' money. The board recognized Transportation Routing Coordinator Elise Felix, who was recently named Operations Specialist of the Year by the Texas Association of Pupil Transportation. The board also recognized the talent acquisition and development team for their efforts in putting on a spectacular leadership summit July 18th through 20th. Council approves new city manager. Odessa City Council members on Tuesday voted 5-1 to appoint a new city manager with a bit of discussion prior to naming Texas Republican Party Executive Director John Beckmeyer to the city's top spot. Beckmeyer's appointment will come nearly 8 months after the council voted 5-2 to terminate city manager Michael Marrero without explanation. He is scheduled to begin work August 10th. Prior to the vote, Councilman Steve Thompson said he wanted to make a statement. I am having a real problem with all this. I don't understand. We had specific criteria of what we wanted. It bothers me that he, Beckmeyer, would have submitted an application when he doesn't meet any of the criteria. Back in March, the council voted with Fort Worth's T2 Professional Consulting to outline exactly what they wanted in Marrero's replacement. The council stated the new city manager must have a bachelor's degree or higher in public administration, business administration, management, or a related field. In addition, they must have 3 or more years' experience as a city manager, assistant city manager, or as a department head in a city of similar size to Odessa. According to LinkedIn, Beckmeyer has an associate degree in animal science from Western Texas College and a bachelor's degree in animal science from Sam Houston State University. Beckmeyer has been the executive director of the Republican Party of Texas since July 2021 and is the chief operating officer of the STEM software Musketball Group in Odessa since January 2019. He joined the Musketball Group in 2017. LinkedIn shows he has held a variety of positions for companies involved in software development and e-commerce industries. 50 people applied for the position, but the list of finalists was narrowed to 4. 3 candidates were interviewed, a 4th withdrew. Thompson on Tuesday questioned how T2 jumped him over 47 other people when he had no qualifications whatsoever. Thompson, following a council executive session, said he contacted T2 to ask them how they picked him over other qualified candidates and was met with silence over the phone. The Odessa American also asked T2 about the matter on July 15th. In an email, Michael Wilson of T2 did not answer questions about how Beckmeyer ended up as a finalist when he did not meet the minimum qualifications and instead wrote, "Council made it clear from the beginning that they had an interest in a non-traditional candidate. T2 presented 4 excellent candidates to the Odessa City Council and they made a hiring decision." Thompson on Tuesday continued saying he had a problem with it and Councilman Mark Mata questioned him about why he didn't speak up during the previous executive session about his misgivings and asked Thompson if he was speaking up because of op-eds in the OA, particularly one from Odessan Kirk Edwards. Edwards wrote, "What a laughingstock this council continues to be. As they ran on waste of taxpayer money on downtown sculptures to get elected and then spent upwards of $300,000 for a search firm, which direct orders to bring to them the most qualified candidate with, drumroll please, city manager experience and to name a finalist that has none, and now they will offer him a fat salary of well over $250,000 per year with the perks included. We as citizens of Odessa must ask ourselves why. Why are these folks making us the joke of Texas? We will have now over $500,000 invested in a guy that has never passed a budget, never hired a police chief or fire marshal, or know what they even do, never held a management leadership position with over 1,000 employees, which Odessa now has." Thompson said he has heard from a number of constituents who questioned the pick. He also added he knew any choice of city manager he had would not be considered. During the back and forth with Mata and Thompson, both Mata and Councilwoman Denise Swanner said, "The council voted 7-0 during executive session to move forward with Beckmeyer." City Attorney Dan James, following Mata, saying they voted in executive session, said a vote was taken on the dais, as votes are not allowed during executive session and are a violation of the Open Meetings Act. According to his proposed contract, Beckmeyer's base salary will be $238,000 annually, and he'll receive a $600 a month car allowance. Should the city council ever terminate Beckmeyer, he'll receive 6 months' salary plus an unused UNA leave days. Marrero's annual salary was also $238,000, and he had a $950 a month car allowance. Under the terms of his contract, he was due an entire year's salary upon his termination. Documents obtained by the Odessa American under the Texas Public Information Act revealed Marrero's attorney, Iwana Redemaker, told city attorney Dan James back in March the city had paid Marrero some of what he was due, but he had not yet received his annual salary as his contract dictated. Councilman Gilbert Vasquez was not at the meeting Tuesday, and the council voted 5-1 with Thompson a no for Beckmeyer's appointment and contract. During the Tuesday meeting, the council also accepted P. Bar Park's Bell Ranch's donation of 100 acres for the new sports complex. Council members named a board of directors, with each council person allowed to name one person to the board. Those named included Colin Sewell, Daniel Howard, Bradley Marquez, Carrie Evans, Bob Thayer, Jeff Stenberg, and Teresa Vasquez. Larry Bell and his family announced a few months ago they wanted to donate 100 acres to the city so it can build a $50 million sports complex in the Parks Bell Ranch area north of Fadre Road. The 80,000 to 100,000 square foot complex will feature 20 volleyball courts, 10 basketball courts and a track, plus 8 to 12 multi-purpose fields for soccer, football, and lacrosse, and up to 8 baseball, softball fields. The only thing the Bell family asked in return was for a 5-acre park to be included in the project that will be dedicated to Amy Doris Bell, who died at the age of 33 in May 2014. On Tuesday, the council voted to name the Sports Foundation after Amy Bell. Attorney Tommy Sheen presented findings from his investigation into a series of Odessa Fire Rescue hazing incidents. Sheen, in a nutshell, said the Human Resources Department at the City of Odessa needs to be empowered to conduct investigations and not just give advice. He said the internal investigation for the OFR handed out punishments internally instead of bringing in HR. He said training for new employees over the last 30 years has been watered down and needs to be beefed up to include what to do if an employee has a grievance. Sheen said investigations need to be more objective, and the process over the years has had a drop in orientation and training, leaving employees unsure about what to do if they have an issue or injury. The city has already had a safety policy since 2002. You need to review and update the safety policy and make sure the employees have access to how to do this. Employees need to know they can go to the safety director, Sheen told the council. HR needs the ability to conduct an investigation, as we have been able to find in city rules. Now, that is not unless the city manager tells them to. HR needs to have oversight and not just an advisory role, he said. IDEA Permian Basin welcomes students back. IDEA Public Schools in the Permian Basin is excited to welcome 2,300 students for the upcoming 2023-24 school year at both campuses, IDEA Travis in Midland and IDEA Yukon in Odessa. IDEA Travis opened its doors in 2020 and will continue to add a new grade level each year until fully scaled pre-K through 12th. This year, IDEA Travis will offer 9th grade for the first time and serve roughly 1,200 students as the class of 2027 works to fulfill IDEA's mission of going to and through college. Students in grades 6 through 9 will have the opportunity to participate in competitive sports, including basketball, flag football, volleyball, baseball, cross country, soccer, track, and cheer. We are ecstatic to be able to offer high school for our students this year, Bethany Solis, Executive Director for IDEA Public Schools in the Permian Basin, said in a news release. All students take at least one advanced placement class and a unique road to and through college class every year of high school. They complete more than 100 hours of community service and are encouraged to get involved in sports or other extracurricular activities. This prepares them for success in college and beyond. Opened in 2021, IDEA Yukon welcomes roughly 1,100 students this year in grades K through 8th. Like IDEA Travis, IDEA Yukon will add another grade level each year until fully scaled to 12th grade. Scholars in 8th grade will be able to take part in a career and technical education CTE curriculum for the first time this year through a systems data class. The CTE curriculum at IDEA enhances the mission of College for All, allowing students to explore career fields that mirror the nation's top jobs, the release said. AeroCare offers heat safety tips. Extreme temperatures can lead to heat-related conditions and potential health emergencies, including sunburn, dehydration, and heat stroke. AeroCare wants to remind residents of Odessa and Midland of the importance of taking proper precautions to ensure they are prepared for the warmer weather. When heat warnings are in place, it's important to take precautions to keep you and your family safe, Kenneth Hawley, Program Director for AeroCare, said in a news release. Be sure to check in on elderly neighbors and relatives and assist children and pets in managing their hydration and heat exposure. Hawley offers the following safety tip to stay healthy and beat the heat. Stay indoors and avoid being out in the heat when possible. Seek an air-conditioned environment. If you don't have air conditioning, consider visiting an air-conditioned shopping mall, public library, or community cooling center to cool off. Drink plenty of water, including beverages with electrolytes, regardless of activity level. Limit alcohol intake. Wear lightweight clothing. When outside, wear sunscreen and protective clothing. Avoid strenuous activities. Never leave a child or pet in the car, even to run a quick errand. If you or someone you know are experiencing confusion, loss of consciousness, seizures, very high body temperatures, and have stopped sweating, call 911 immediately. For more information on avoiding heat-related health problems, please visit cdc.gov. Edwards to Speak. Discover Odessa invites everyone to attend a tourism and development meeting on the future of the oil and gas industry, featuring Odessa businessman Kirk Edwards from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. Thursday, July 27th at the Hilton Garden Inn, 5221 JBS Parkway. Edwards will be speaking on the future of the oil and gas industry and how good the Permian Basin will have it for years to come. Also, you will hear a quarterly report and catch up on the latest news from the Discover Odessa team. First of three I-20 bridges opens to motorists this week. I-20 travelers in Midland will be using the new bridge at County Road 1250 this weekend, according to a Wednesday TxDOT press release. Main lane traffic will shift onto the new structure over a two-day period beginning Thursday night, July 27th, and concluding Friday night, July 28th. Vehicles on I-20 will now pass over County Road 1250. This overpass configuration will eliminate the risk of bridge strikes on I-20 by trucks. County Road 1250 under the bridge will be open on Monday morning travel, July 31st. This will provide another connection to points south of the interstate along Chola Road and Antelope Trail. This new connection, along with the temporary signal on Antelope Trail at County Road 120 and the County Road 114 improvements at Rankin Highway, provide commuters south of I-20 with additional options for north-south travel along Rankin Highway, State Highway 349, and LP 250. When completed, the Midkiff, Cotton Flat, and County Road 1250 overpasses will provide travelers and trucking interests a safer and more efficient I-20 corridor. Midkiff Road will open under the new bridge by early spring of 2024, and Cotton Flat open to north-south traffic earlier in spring 2024. Police construction was awarded to the County Road 1250 bridge project with a bid of approximately $59.1 million. James Construction was awarded the Midkiff Bridge project with a bid of approximately $36.3 million. FNF Construction was awarded the Cotton Flat Bridge project with a bid of approximately $68.5 million. For additional information, contact Marianne Cedillo, marianne.cedillo@tx.gov, and call 432-498-4746. Advanced Placement Exam results hit highest level in more than 5 years. More Ector County ISD students are taking Advanced Placement AP exams, and more are earning qualifying scores than any time in the past 5 years. Since COVID cancellations nationwide in 2020, ECISD students have been in a steady march upward when it comes to AP exam results, an important metric because the exams provide students with an opportunity to demonstrate their mastery of college-level material. In 2021, 1,319 ECISD students took AP exams and 251 earned a qualifying score. In 2022, 1,664 ECISD students took AP exams and 291 earned a qualifying score. In 2023, 1,849 ECISD students took AP exams and 379 earned a qualifying score. The number of students taking AP exams, the number of students earning qualifying scores, and the percentage of students doing so, 20.5%, are all the highest they have been in more than 5 years. AP exams are given in May at the completion of an AP course taught at the high school. AP scores are scored on a scale of 1 to 5, with scores 3, 4, and 5 considered a qualifying score. Earning a qualifying score on an AP exam can often earn college credit or advanced placement in college courses, helping students to save both time and money when pursuing their college degree. Additionally, AP exams can help to build a student's college application profile, making them more attractive to colleges and universities. ECISD staff would like to extend sincere thanks to XTO for its support of its advanced placement teachers through the National Math and Science Initiative. A Wednesday press release said, funding from XTO provides training and sources from NMSI that focus on improving teacher effectiveness, increasing student access to rigorous coursework, and promoting student success.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the HEB grocery ads for the week of Wednesday, July 26th through Tuesday, August 1st. HEB Digi Deals. Save $5 off your basket when you clip digital coupon in My HEB app when you buy $25 of Tombstone Pizza, Hot Pockets, Stouffer's Frozen Meals, Nestle Nesquik, or Nido Powder. Assorted varieties. Limit one per household. Save $1 when you clip digital coupon in My HEB app on HEB Bakery Gourmet Brownies, 4-count, assorted varieties. Save $5 off your basket with HEB digital coupon in My HEB app when you buy $30 of Blue Buffalo dog or cat food or treats. Assorted varieties. Limit one per household. Fresh Boston butt pork roast, bone in, sold whole in the bag, $1.49 a pound. Your choice, fresh HEB seasoned boneless skinless chicken breasts or thighs for fajitas, value pack, $1.99 a pound. Save 50 cents with yellow coupon in-store or online on Hill Country Fair smoked sausage, 10 to 14 ounces, assorted varieties. H-E-B American Singles, 12 ounces, assorted varieties, 2 for $6. H-E-B Wild-Caught Large Key West Pink Shrimp, 31 to 40 count per pound, previously frozen, $6.97 a pound. Fresh H-E-B Wild-Caught Alaska Sockeye Salmon Filet, $12.97 a pound. By H-E-B Sushiya Combo Pack, 9.14 to 15.2 ounces, assorted varieties. Get free with yellow coupon in-store or online. H-E-B Sushiya Onigiri, 5 ounces, assorted varieties. Save up to $3.99. Extra Large Cantaloupe, $1.97 each. Large Yellow Peaches, $1.97 a pound. Large Mangoes, 97 cents each. H-E-B Meal Simple. Save $1 with yellow coupon in-store or online on H-E-B Meal Simple Oven Ready Desserts, 10 to 15 ounces, assorted varieties. Save $1 with yellow coupon in-store or online on H-E-B Meal Simple Microwavable Family Meals, assorted varieties. H-E-B Meal Deal. Save more than $7 in free items with yellow coupons in-store or online. Buy H-E-B Fully Cooked Meatballs, 35 ounces, Italian style or home style, and get 3 items free with yellow coupons in-store or online. H-E-B Pasta Sauce, 24 ounces, assorted varieties. H-E-B Pasta, 16 ounces, assorted varieties. And H-E-B Garden Salad Blend, 16 ounces. Combo Loco. Buy Hellman's Mayonnaise, 20 ounces, assorted varieties. Get free with yellow coupon in-store or online, H-E-B Round Top Large White Bread, 20 ounces. Save up to $1.98. Buy 2 H-E-B Texas Corn Chips or Dippers, 10.5 to 15 ounces, assorted varieties. Get free with yellow coupon in-store or online, H-E-B Bean Dip, 9 ounces, assorted varieties. Save up to $2.48. Buy H-E-B Butter-Flavored Flour Tortillas, 10 count, and get free with yellow coupon in-store, 1 pound of bananas, excludes organic, with a maximum retail of 58 cents. Save up to 58 cents. Buy Hill Country Fair Natural Texas Spring Water, 32-pack of 0.5-liter bottles. Get free with yellow coupon in-store or online, H-E-B Stride Recovery Drink, 16.9-ounce bottle, assorted varieties. Save up to $1.98. Save $1 when you clip digital coupon in My H-E-B app on H-E-B Creamy Creations Premium Ice Cream, 1/2 gallon, assorted varieties, excludes limited edition. Save $4 off your basket with yellow coupon in-store or online when you buy $12 of Nature's Truth vitamins, supplements, or probiotics. Save 50 cents with yellow coupon in-store or online on H-E-B regular or organics fruit squeeze pouches, 4 to 50 count, assorted varieties. Save $2 with yellow coupon in-store or online when you buy two Pringles Party Stack Potato Crisps, 6.8 to 7.1 ounce can, assorted varieties. Must buy two. Save $2 off your basket with yellow coupon in-store or online when you buy $20 of Depend or Poise products, assorted varieties. Clorox disinfecting wipes, 3-pack, 105 wipes, $6 each with yellow coupon in-store or online. Save $2 with yellow coupon in-store or online on Bounty paper towels, 12 double or 8 triple rolls equal 24 regular rolls. Save $2 with yellow coupon in-store or online on Ollie vitamins or supplements, 30 to 90 count, assorted varieties. Save 20% with yellow coupon in-store or online on Higher Harvest by HEB products, assorted varieties. Save $3 off your basket when you clip digital coupon in My HEB app. When you buy $15 of HEB deli meats or cheeses, assorted varieties. Limit one per household. Save $3 off your basket when you clip digital coupon in My HEB app when you buy $15 of HEB Meal Simple deli snack trays, salads, or sandwiches, assorted varieties. Limit one per household. Save $2 off your basket with yellow coupon in-store or online when you buy $12 of HEB fully cooked breakfast kolaches, bacon, HEB premium bacon, sausage rolls, or Mi Tienda by HEB refried pinto beans or pinto beans with chorizo. Save $3 off your basket when you clip digital coupon in My HEB app when you buy $15 of HEB frozen breakfast items, flautas, kolaches, sandwiches, bowls, or waffles, assorted varieties, limit one per household. Save $4 off your basket with yellow coupon in-store or online when you buy $20 of HEB fully cooked Southern-style nuggets, fillets, strips, sliders, popcorn chicken, burgers, fajitas, or Hill Country Fair Dino nuggets, assorted varieties, located in the frozen market. Save $2 off your basket with yellow coupon in-store or online when you buy $10 of HEB Ready Fresh Go snack trays or HEB cheese bar snacks, cubes, string cheese, or cheese sticks, assorted varieties. Save $2 off your basket with yellow coupon in-store or online when you buy $10 of HEB, HEB Organics, Hill Country Fair, Fruit and Nut Spreads, and HEB Texas Tough Storage Bags. Save $2 off your basket with yellow coupon in-store or online when you buy $10 of HEB or HEB Organics Breakfast Bars, 5 to 48 count, HEB Trail Mix, 10 count, 100-calorie almonds or cashews, 20-count, or cashew grande multi-pack, 5-count, assorted varieties. Save $5 off your basket when you buy $25 of school supplies, excludes backpacks, lunch kits, Mead and Happy planners. Save $5 off your basket when you clip digital coupon in My HEB app when you buy $30 of Cascade, Bounce, Cheer, Dawn, Downy, Dreft, Febreze, Gain, Microban, Mr. Clean, Nine Elements, Swiffer, or Tide products. Assorted varieties. Savings applied to total basket for non-PNG items. Must purchase two items. Limit one per household. Save $2 off your basket with yellow coupon in store or online when you buy $10 of HEB Stride Recovery Drinks, HEB Multi-Fit or Infusions Enhanced Water Beverages, or Hill Country Fair Sports Drink. Assorted sizes and varieties. Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, July 27th, 2023. Happenings. What's Up with Midland? By Morgan Taylor Thomas. At City Nights, barbecue cook-off, Saturday. At The Destination, bring your own blues, open blues jam, Thursday. Friday Night Live, Rita Cappuccina Ianimo, Friday. Jake Bush, Saturday. Tejano Thirsty Thursday, August 3rd. Friday Night Live, The Day Trips, August 4th. Bailey Ray, Alora Leonard, August 5th. Karaoke Night, August 10th. Friday Night Live, Jerry Hart and Flatland, August 11th. La Dez, August 12th. Open Mic Night, August 17th. At Earth, Body and Soul. Walk-in tarot reading every Tuesday. Walk-in Reiki energy clearing every Wednesday. Angel Work 101, Friday. Tea and Tarot, August 4th. Aura Photography, August 5th. Chakra Balancing, August 18th. Vendor Saturday, August 19th. Automatic Writing with Your Guides, August 24th. At the Horseshoe, Silver Spur Trade Show, Saturday and Sunday. At the Museum of the Southwest, Downtown Midland Farmers Market every Saturday. Psy Friday, The Last Starfighter, Friday. Summer Sunday Lawn Concert Series, Sunday. Psy Friday, Mystic, the Movie, August 25th. At the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, Cinema Under the Stars, Monster University, August 6th. Alice Cooper, August 19th. John Waite with John Ford Coley, August 24th. Kat Timpf, August 26th. Three things to do in Midland this weekend, July 28th through 30th. By Morgan Taylor Thomas. Heal your inner wounds. Looking for some holistic healing? Head over to Earth, Body, and Soul to learn how to get in touch with your angels. Meant to help guide, give support, and heal certain aspects of life, contacting archangels can be achieved through self-guided meditation, crystals, candles, and more. This workshop is offered both online and in person. Registration can be completed at Earth, Body, and Soul 01.com /events/ angel-work-101. Tickets cost $33 for both. Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. at 333 North Midkiff Suite C. Check out the trade show. The annual Silver Spur Trade Show has added another weekend on the lineup at the Horseshoe, and it's finally here. With new vendors on the bill, more than 600 tables filled with a variety of goods can be perused. Items at the show can be bought, sold, and traded between customers and vendors. Admission tickets are sold at the door, cash only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2514 Arena Trail. Wrap up summer. The Croakin' Toads wrap up the Summer Sunday Lawn Concert Series at the Museum of the Southwest. Take a journey through the decades with the band's classic 70s rock discography, all the way up to today's hits. Bring a lawn chair or blanket to sit on, along with refreshments and snacks. No admission fee. Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. at 1705 West Missouri. Small Bites. Si Senor on Midkiff, now open, by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Si Senor, located at 3408 North Midkiff, Suite 104, announced via Facebook that the restaurant has officially opened. Both Mexican and Tex-Mex dishes make up the menu, while sports bar-style seating fills the area. High tables, booths, and bar seating. The restaurant also has a full bar and multiple TVs for all sorts of streaming events. Current operating hours run 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 11 a.m. to midnight, Saturday and Sunday. See You at the Library, to take place August 5th, by Ben Schaefer. From noon to 2 p.m. August 5th, the nationwide celebration See You at the Library will take place locally at Centennial Library and many other participating libraries, according to Midland County. See You at the Library aims to promote the love of reading, honor local heroes, and encourage creativity among children and families. Midland County officials stated in a press release that the event will include firefighters, police officers, teachers, and community leaders reading inspiring and courageous books to the young audience. In addition, attendees will be able to participate in a cookie decorating activity. Children will be provided with cookie and various toppings. The festivities will also include a flag-making craft station, according to Midland County. Participants can design and personalize their flags, representing their individuality and what their local community means to them. We are thrilled to present See You at the Library August 5th. This event embodies the essence of community as it brings together local heroes, families, and library enthusiasts to celebrate the joy of reading and creativity. It's a great opportunity for families to bond, engage in fun activities, and discover the wonders of our libraries, Diane Anderson, Precinct 4 Commissioner, said. Why Barbie and Oppenheimer Are the Perfect Double Feature, by Sonia Rao of the Washington Post. For those observing the cinematic holiday of Barbenheimer, there are two suggested modes of attire. Either show up to the movie theater dressed as the exuberant title character of Barbie, or channel the dark academia of the tormented protagonist in Oppenheimer. The stark contrast gets at the heart of the internet joke-turned phenomenon, marking the simultaneous theatrical releases of two films that appear to have absolutely nothing in common, save for all the hype surrounding them. And yet, whether dressed in jet black or Pepto-Bismol pink, audiences of both films bear witness to the corruption of men. In the biographical thriller Oppenheimer, filmmaker Christopher Nolan explores how J. Robert Oppenheimer's ambition and arrogance play into the creation and legacy of the atomic bomb. Writer-director Greta Gerwig considers how male fragility can wreck the infrastructure of a society in Barbie. The men of these pictures are haunted by their limitations, their failings, their destructive tendencies. Only some of them get to move on. History books will tell you where Oppenheimer ends up, but the intrigue is how he gets there. As played by Cillian Murphy, he starts off as a physics student who reacts to feelings of inadequacy by injecting cyanide into his professor's apple. He later rushes to toss the fruit into a trash can before the instructor can get to it. A low bar for morality, but one he may not clear by the end of Oppenheimer. When the U.S. military asks the theoretical physicist to lead fellow scientists in the secret development of nuclear weapons, he accepts out of determination to help end World War II. As Murphy's wide eyes relay, the character doesn't mind the promise of eventual glory either. He celebrates the technical success of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombings, but later fills with remorse. Speaking to President Truman, Oppenheimer admits to feeling as though he has blood on my hands. In the next theater over, the focus shifts from creator to controversial creation. Barbie, Margot Robbie, is most viciously rebuked on screen by a sullen tween who encounters the life-size doll in the real world and calls her a fascist who represents everything wrong with American society. She thinks I'm a fascist? I don't control the railways or the flow of commerce, Barbie says between sobs. Barbie is right that she isn't the problem. The real concern here is Ken, Ryan Gosling, who accompanies her to Los Angeles after the membrane separating the real world from Barbie land ruptures, allowing human anxieties to seep into their candy-colored utopia. After a lifetime of playing second fiddle, Ken learns about the patriarchy and returns to Barbie land to instill his own government. Barbie returns home to the rebranded Kendom, where her dream house has been converted into Ken's hyper-masculine mojo dojo, Casa House. Gosling's Ken leads the rest on a misguided quest for power and respect by diminishing the rights of the Barbies. This is about as close as Gerwig gets to an insurrection in Barbie, which keeps hinting that she and co-writer Noah Baumbach had to work within the confines of a Mattel production. The Kens' misdeeds are forgotten, their appeals for influence fulfilled, with a few circuit court judge appointments. The sound of Ludwig Göransson's frenetic Oppenheimer score permeates theater doors, a blaring reminder of a protagonist who is never absolved of his sins. Nolan's film is based on the biography American Prometheus, a reference to the Titan tortured eternally in Greek mythology for stealing fire from the gods and giving it to humanity. The filmmaker highlights Oppenheimer's own fall from grace by cutting throughout the film to scenes of a closed hearing that results in the physicist losing his security clearance in 1954 on the suspicion of being a communist, or at the very least, a sympathizer. A Barbie-Oppenheimer double feature invites audiences to consider how the films interact with one another, just as the cheeriness of Barbie Land accentuates the darkness of everything that goes awry. The overall lightness of Gerwig's film underscores the bleakness of Nolan's. Barbie at one point brings a vibrant dance number to a screeching halt when she asks her fellow partygoers, "Do you guys ever think about dying?" In another world and a different theater, Oppenheimer never stops.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.